Friends, Jesus' heavenly standards for His kingdom on earth appeal to many. This includes some disloyal people. Such people sneak in among true citizens of Jesus' kingdom. They have their own self-seeking and destructive plans. They seek to influence the citizens of the Holy Kingdom with misleading ideas and deceive them. In the 7th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus calls these false prophets. We read, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." The Messiah King alerts his people that these ravenous wolves outwardly look like innocent sheep, yet they can be identified. Jesus describes them as bad trees which bear bad fruit. Their fruits expose their dangerous hidden identity. Jesus says, "Thus you will recognize them by their fruit." Friends, Jesus reminds his audience of familiar summer fruits such as grapes and figs. Seeing and tasting such fruits reveal whether their source is good or bad. In the same way, Jesus' true followers can identify false prophets and teachers. Jesus said, "You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit." Friends, false prophets and teachers often arise among God's people. As Jesus promised, members of His universal kingdom began to be gathered from all nations as of the day of Pentecost. He knew that destructive ones would infiltrate His sheepfold. They would pretend to be sheep without loving Him as the Good Shepherd, Messiah, King. Their corrupt and destructive lives exposed their false claims and teachings. Their self-centeredness, pride, and moral degeneration exposed them. They do not appreciate the heavenly constitution of His kingdom, which He announced in His Sermon on the Mount. True citizens of the kingdom of the Holy Messiah King increasingly reflect Jesus' holy life and His character of self-giving love. True teachers of the truth build Christ's followers in His image of holiness, humility, and self-giving love. Hallelujah.